As I was preparing the homily for today and going over the texts for Mass this Sunday, there was a line that really caught my attention. The line comes from the opening prayer, the Collect, and it says, "Lord, make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven." Lord, make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven. At that point, I asked myself, Carlos, do you hasten to attain the promises of the Lord? Do you hasten towards the Lord at all? This question I invite you to ponder as well, if you wish. Did I hasten to come to Mass this morning, for example? Was I eager, looking forward to celebrating the holy sacrifice of the Mass today? Was I excited about listening to the words of Christ in Scripture and to receiving his body and blood at the time of communion? I must admit, and this I told myself first, that if we did not hasten to meet Christ this morning, there is something we might have to pay attention to and perhaps turn away from. In order to know this, a useful question could be, what is that, or who is that towards which I hasten instead? What occupies my mind, my thoughts, my imagination, my time, leaving me out of energy to run towards Christ instead? Whatever the answer is, may we remind ourselves that Christ is infinitely more attractive than even the most pleasurable of all delights. It is never late to drink from the new wine that is Christ. It is never late to begin drawing water from the right fountain, the wellspring of salvation that is the Lord. It is never late to begin hastening towards him, the only one, Jesus Christ. He does not disappoint anyone. He will not disappoint us. The prophet Ezekiel talks about this same idea when he says, "Since he, the sinner, has turned away from all the sins that he has committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. He shall surely live. He shall not die." And this is why I believe the Gospel of Matthew says that tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God. At first, they were not running towards Christ, towards the Lord. At some point, however, they listened to the prophets like John the Baptist, believed in the Lord, changed their minds, and then they thirst and longed for Christ, at least the ones the gospel talks about. At one point, they said no. At a later point, they said yes and found the wellspring of salvation. As for us, brothers and sisters, what will our choice be? Will it be Christ or not? And if it is Christ, are we ready to be eager to meet him, to look forward to hearing his words in Scripture? Are we willing to be excited about receiving his most precious body and blood at the time of communion, if properly disposed? Going back to the collect, or the opening prayer, it also asked God to make us heirs to the treasures of heaven. If I ask today, do we want to go to heaven at some point? My guess is that our answer will be yes. That's consoling. Now, the truth is that Christ is heaven. Christ will be our heaven. Now, I wonder what our reaction to that statement was like. If we were hoping for heaven to be something different from Christ, then maybe he is inviting us to empty ourselves of any hope that is not himself, that is not Christ. And if, on the other hand, we are okay with Christ being our heaven, and if we want to go there, then why not starting to live heaven on earth by running towards Christ today?